Yo, yo, what's up, all my brothers from other mothers? Thanks so much for taking the time to tune in and listen to the Grizz Podcast. Today is Tuesday, February 4th, 2020, and I'm coming at you from ye old Grizz Cave, my home office, where my two dogs, Ruger and Remington, are snoozing on the floor beside me as usual. They are living the dream, my brothers, living the dream. Anyway, lots to talk about on this episode that will hopefully guide, encourage, and equip you to live the manly life that God's calling you to live. That's the whole goal of what we're doing here. This is not your typical quote-unquote Christian podcast.
Yeah, boy!
And the more episodes you listen to, the more you'll understand what I'm talking about. Raw, real, and relevant. That's how we keep it. Because I'm sick of the fluff. I'm sick of a lot of things. I'm sick of inauthentic, fake, Christian, quote-unquote leaders who act like they got all their issues in check. I'm sick of self-righteous legalism. I'm sick of Christians who focus on petty issues that are not of the utmost importance to God or to truly helping with the hurts, struggles, addictions, depression, anxiety that people are going through. I'm sick of denominational divides. I'm sick of culturally cool, hip, quote-unquote Christianity. So with that said, I'm sick of a lot of things. I'm also sick of me. The old me who keeps trying to take the reins of my life. And I'm daily trying to kill that guy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Let me grab a sip of my freshly pressed, French pressed Starbucks Yukon blend coffee, the official coffee of the Grizz Podcast, even though they don't give me anything. I mean, every now and then I get free coffee from Starbucks because of rewards or the people in there know me. They're like, "What's up, Jay? Here you go." So that's cool. Anyway, I got issues, dude. And the more you listen to this podcast, you're going to realize that because I don't hide them. I'm facing them and I'm working through them just like you need to be doing. So on this episode, let me get to the point of what we're actually going to talk about on this episode. I was just on like a little rant right there, soapbox, whatever. On this episode, let's talk about the controversial Super Bowl halftime show with Shakira and J-Lo that you loved and hated all at the same time. So here we go.
You're listening to the Grizz Podcast, where our mission is to help boys become men and to help men become better men. It's going to be raw, it's going to be real, and it's going to be relevant. Now, here's your host, itinerant speaker and podcaster, Jason George.
Yes, yes, I got 99 problems, but hell ain't one. If you have a sin problem, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but hell ain't one.
Oh, yeah.
Because of my faith in the risen Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, all my sins are completely forgiven, and my eternity in heaven is secure. Hit me. So we all just watched the Super Bowl this past Sunday. Well, most of us did. And congrats to the Kansas City Chiefs and to Coach Andy Reid, who finally got his Super Bowl win. Big round of applause there. I actually did not see the controversial talked about Super Bowl halftime show. I took a break from the game and I laid down for a while because I wasn't feeling too well, so I missed the halftime show. Well, then the next morning, early morning, like I'm talking 6 something a.m., my wife is going off about the halftime show. And I love her, but I'm like, really? This has you this worked up this early in the morning? Like, I'm a mess in the morning. I'm not going to lie, man. Like, I feel like death a lot of mornings, man. And I'm like, where is the coffee? And I'm immediately in prayer mode. Oh, God, help me through today. So she's like, yes. Did you see my Facebook post about the halftime show? And I'm like, no. I didn't know you posted anything about it, but I'm going to go check that out right now instead of having my morning devotion time, which I was doing, where I read some scripture, pray, and enjoy some of my hot coffee with my gluten-free Kind bar that has only 7 grams of sugar. Let me stop everything that I'm doing right now that's not that important and read your Facebook rant about the Super Bowl halftime show with Shakira and J-Lo as I'm trying to find my iPhone to look at her Facebook post rant. She begins describing the halftime show and how sexualized the outfits were, how sexualized the dancing was, and that J-Lo, I guess she had a whip, like she was into some kind of S&M type jank. And then there was, I guess, like a pole on stage that she mentioned. So they're dancing like strippers. And then other dancers were like spanking J-Lo's rump, and she's smiling with pleasure. And then the cameramen, they were really focusing the cameras, like even on her crotch area, her rump. It was all like pretty close up. This is what I'm hearing. My wife is just like, they look like strippers the way they're dancing. You know, my wife's trying to be cool with things like, you know, I got no problem if girls wear bikinis and do things like that. I'm not going to make issues. But she's like, they totally came across like they were dancing at a strip club. And I mean, dude, my wife, hang on, I got to drink some coffee. I'm trying to process everything she's saying. I'm trying so hard mentally. I mean, she's giving me the whole rundown. I'm sipping my delicious overpriced Starbucks coffee, and I'm just patiently listening, trying to be a good husband, because I haven't always been. And I'm just like, uh-huh, oh, wow, jeez, okay, man, uh-huh, really, wow. And I mean, she's ready to charge hell with a squirt gun.
Yeah.
Then I tell her, well, I heard that Fox's network allowed that, the halftime show, obviously, but they would not allow a pro-life commercial to air. And dude, I knew that would just pour gas on her fire. She was like, nah, you gotta be kidding me. Ridiculous. And I'm kind of secretly smiling, sipping my coffee, watching her, because it just doesn't work me up. It just doesn't shock me or even offend me. The halftime show really does not affect my life. It doesn't affect my family or my ministry. And then I finally read her Facebook rant and some of the comments from her female friends. Let me pull that up and read it to you guys. And I value my wife's opinion. You know, it's how she feels. She wants to say it, say it. I say a lot of things, and she doesn't always like them or agree with them, stuff I put out there publicly, but that's cool. And I'm not saying I disagree with my wife on this. I'm just saying I wouldn't have been ranting about it for me. But I'm a guy, and I'm in a different place than she is. So I'm getting my phone right now, and I'm pulling it up. She says, "I am perplexed to why in today's world women want and deserve equality, want and deserve to be treated as equals to men, want and deserve not to be objectified as sexual objects. However, two very strong and influential women use one of the world's largest platforms to display the opposite on the halftime show." And dude, she's got like over 60 comments on here from majority, 99% Christian women, friends of hers. And, you know, they're saying things like, "I agree. It's such a sad state of affairs." One lady's like, "My thoughts exactly." You got the Christian women going, "Amen. Well said." It just goes on and on. And then, what did I ended up coming on there and saying something just because I'm a goober. I said, "Yeah, but when the Tom Brady commercial came on, you were drooling. I'm sick of the double standard. It's unacceptable." I put a laughing emoji. And then I wrote, "Mike Regina, back me up." This was one of my good friends up in Jersey that works with my wife in business. So, oh man, I'm sure some of the ladies didn't care for that, but I'm just kidding around. Anyway, then one guy, a guy we knew in college, he posted a picture of Adam Levine from last year's Super Bowl halftime show running around with his shirt off, all tatted up, trying to look all sexy. And he said, "If I had to sit through this disgusting scene last year, then I think it's fair. Then fair is fair, you know, for this year. LOL." He's just being funny. And I wrote, "Jose, you're a funny man, but there's some truth there. I sure didn't hear any women complaining about that halftime show last year." Shaking my head, I did a little laughing emoji because I'm just kidding around, man. I'm not trying to undermine or say that, you know, things aren't wrong or that I, you know, don't wish that things were different. That's not the case. So then I listened to my man Ben Shapiro's rant about the Super Bowl halftime show on his podcast from yesterday. And by the way, I really like Ben Shapiro's show. Some of you guys have asked me, like, what do you listen to? What podcast? And his is one of those podcasts that I listen to definitely a couple times a week, not every single day. But he keeps me up to date on a lot of what's going on politically. And he's very conservative, but he also doesn't have his head up Trump's butt, which I like. He's not afraid to call Trump out when Trump is acting like whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Last year, I actually read Ben Shapiro's book, The Right Side of History, and just very well written. Ben Shapiro is such an intellectual, so smart. His book was very informative. I also thought it was incredibly thought-provoking and helped me understand a lot, even understand a lot about the Jewish people and where they've come from, where they are now, the establishment of our country, the United States of America, our laws, the moral laws, how important they are, where they've come from ultimately from God. It's a great book. Anyway, here's his rant on the Super Bowl halftime show. This is Ben Shapiro.
And then there was the controversy over the Super Bowl halftime show. Do you get the feeling? I get the feeling the Super Bowl is not what it used to be. Like a lot of people that I know who I'm friends with, like 5 years ago, everybody watched the Super Bowl. I don't know what the ratings were this year yet. Just on a personal level, I feel like more and more Americans are like, okay, this isn't what it used to be. I'm really not that into it as much as I was. Okay, so the Super Bowl halftime show happens. And every other year, we have this idiocy from the Super Bowl producers where they decide to put on some sort of over-sexualized act. This goes all the way back to Justin Timberlake stripping down Janet Jackson wearing a pasty. I think it was 2004 when that happened. So now we're 15 years later. And so last night, they held a striptease on the stage. And this was championed as feminisming, much feminisming. Because when I think feminism, what I think is not my wife being a doctor and a mother. What I think is scantily clad women shaking their asses for the pleasure of men. That's really what I think. I think feminisming is all about this, right? It's all about the shaking of the ass. That's clearly, and everyone's like, they are so empowered. It's true. Nothing says empowerment quite like stripping for the pleasure of the hundreds of millions of watching men. And I know, look, they're in great shape. Congratulations. That, like, really, good for you that plastic surgery and exercise and restrictive diets are able to do a body good. Like, good for you. Really, that's a lot of hard work. But can we stop pretending that this had nothing to do with sex or sex appeal? Like, there's a reason that Lizzo wasn't on the stage shaking her ass that way. Okay, and like, really, there's a reason the Super Bowl cast it this way. There's a reason that J-Lo was doing, like, actual pole dances, right? She did a pole dance in the middle of this, right? She actually got up and she was, like, caressing her own privates and doing a full-on pole dance. And then girls aspire to something better. There are all these commercials about female astronauts. And then the halftime show was a sexy woman climbing on a pole and doing a pole dance. Just, wow, just so impressive. And in every way, I think feminism, go to medical school or be a lawyer or be a mother or be a stripper. I mean, that's very exciting stuff. And can we stop pretending that this was not a striptease? Of course it was a striptease. The whole thing is performed as a striptease. Like, seriously. So a few things. One, it is not racist or sexist to point out that this was a striptease and is inappropriate for children. And that is patently obvious. You may have enjoyed the striptease. More power to you. It's a free country. You may have thought that this was a wonderful example of Western art. All right. I mean, I think that your taste is garbage, but sure. But if you are going to make the claim that this was somehow appropriate for children, or that people who are offended by, like, I have a 5-year-old in the room and there's J-Lo pleasuring herself in front of hundreds of millions of people, like that is like, I'm out of the box for suggesting that this might not be appropriate for a child or young teenage audience. Like when Shakira dancing with a rope as though she is at the Deja Vu nightclub is going to like, look at this. Like, come on. Like, really? Like, she's good at shaking her hips. Like, that's... congratulations, but... this it... okay, with the close-up... it's not just me, okay? I'm not just... what's funny is when people put on these very sexualized acts, and then when you point it out, they're like, why are you so concerned about... maybe what's in your head? What's in my head is the same thing that's in your head. What do you think is in your head? She's shaking her... like, the whole song is this. What do you... come on. I don't think that she's doing mathematics. She's not doing higher calculus. She's not sitting there doing your taxes. Like, what? Come on.
So those are some good thoughts from Ben Shapiro. Very well said. And that's good. It's good. I appreciate what he's saying. And then I also read something that my good buddy Roy Baldwin wrote about the halftime show that he put on Facebook. Roy has been on the Grizz podcast before. He's the executive director at Monadnock Christian Ministries in Jaffrey, New Hampshire, where I go to speak every single year. He was formerly on staff with Focus on the Family out in Colorado. A lot of you know about that ministry. So let me pull up what he said, because what he said about the halftime show is actually one of the best things I've read regarding it, that would express a lot of how I feel. Pulling it up right now. He writes, a few quick thoughts on the halftime show and the uproar over it, as if we need more opinions. I did not watch it with our family because we knew what would happen. We ended up watching Worst Cooks in America. Although I have been reading the commentary and watched a little of it this morning to see what is all the concern. He goes on. Number one, people, the halftime show has not been family friendly for years. I have 3 kids, 21, 16, and 13. So why are people shocked? Number two, football has become the quote-unquote church of today's culture. The halftime show just happens to be its quote-unquote worship service. So why again are people shocked? Number three, when Jesus was walking on planet Earth, his response to the world around him was one of compassion and not condemnation. See John 3:17. He saw people filling their lives with things and experiences to fill the emptiness inside, and it broke his heart. Number four, the world acts the way the world acts. This shouldn't be surprising. Unfortunately for us as Christians, we act as if we were never lost and didn't need grace, which Jesus usually had his strongest words of condemnation for, those kind of people. Just saying. Number five, for me, it's just a great reminder that I need to do the following. Love God and love others. Raise my son and daughters well in knowing who they are in Christ. And to remember, I want others to see Jesus in me. Number six, he writes, love the football game. Although I see in our football games that showmanship has become more important than sportsmanship. And then there's an addendum. If I'm going to speak out against things about the Super Bowl and or halftime show, let's target things that are important, like the fact of sex trafficking, how huge it is during the Super Bowl. Let's get upset about that, not a halftime show. Although having a performance that semi-resembles a quote-unquote strip club might not be the best perception they want people to have, considering that some reports have 30% of sex trafficking is targeting children, we are commanded in Scripture to care and defend the ones who cannot defend themselves. If I get upset about something, it's that. We have to do more on that front. See what I'm saying? Like, that's well said. And that's more in line with how I feel. And Roy, you just did a good job on that, man. By the way, this Thursday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern time here in the U.S., I'll be doing a Facebook Live jank thing, whatever, with Roy Baldwin to talk about the subject of walking with God and the grind of life. So tune in, check that out, 8 p.m. Eastern time this Thursday on Facebook. I'll put a link up so you can, watch live if you want to. You can feel free to drop questions, leave comments, curse at us, whatever floats your boat. That siren in the background, don't worry, we're not under a nuclear attack. I live in Huntingtown, Maryland, and the firehouse, which is about 2 miles from me as the crow flies, they still do the old school siren, which makes no sense. You know what I'm saying? Like, we have mobile phones today. If you need the guys to show up for a call, a response, like, just they're going to get the message on their phone, get to the station, whatever. It's not like they're going, oh my goodness, there's the siren, I got to go. I don't know. I guess it's like nostalgic here or something. Anyway, let's take a break for a quick commercial.
Hey guys, I want to encourage you to sign up for Covenant Eyes Internet Accountability and Filtering. I've been a member of Covenant Eyes for well over 10 years, and it has helped me in my own fight for personal purity big time. As a man, you need to protect yourself and your family online. With a family account, each family member can have their own username, which can track all of that specific user's internet activity on their computer, smartphone, or other internet devices. For extra protection, you can add the Covenant Eyes filter at no extra cost. You can also install Covenant Eyes on all your devices, and there's no extra charge. Each week, you will receive a detailed email report of each user's internet activity. To personally guard myself, I have two of my friends receive a detailed email report of all of my internet activity that comes from my iPhone and my MacBook computer. If I uninstall or reinstall Covenant Eyes, they get notified of that as well. Just knowing that my two friends will see everywhere I go online, dude, that right there, it's been a game changer. I need it, and I won't go back to life without it. Guys, I've got a deal for you. You can sign up for Covenant Eyes and get the first 30 days completely free by just using the promo code GRIZZIN. That's right, GRIZZIN. GRIZZIN. After your 30 days are up, there's a small monthly fee. For individuals and couples, it's just $10.99 per month. For a family, it's just $14.99 per month. Most of you pay around that for your monthly subscription to Netflix. Guys, this is way more valuable than Netflix. So go to CovenantEyes.com and sign up today. And don't forget to use the promo code GRIZZIN for 30 days free. Now let's get back to the show.
Last month, we actually had three of our listeners sign up for Covenant Eyes, and they use the promo code GRIZZIN, and I really appreciate that, my brothers. I am happy for you implementing that tool in your arsenal to live the life that God's calling you to live. Anyway, that's my son. He's just coming home from school. That's what's going on. Anyway, back to this whole booty-shaking Super Bowl halftime show thing. I don't even know what to call it. Here are a few of my thoughts. Honestly, you want me to be gut level honest with you, just raw, real, relevant, as usual. I was thinking, man, this type of thing that aired on TV, I don't even care what people think. I love it and I hate it, just like many of you who are listening. You got two gorgeous Latino women dancing around with hardly any clothes on. And yep, there's part of me that loves it, craves it, is turned on by it.
Word to your mother.
I'm just being real. That part of me is what the Bible calls my sinful flesh, or my old man, or my old nature. It still resides in me. And every single day, I have to kill that part of me. That's what Romans 8:13 says. Put to death the deeds of the flesh. Mortify, the old King James says. Mortify the flesh and its sinful desires. Because I know that if I follow those evil passions, desires, it will wreck my life. It's the old bait that hides the hook, which we've talked about before here on the podcast. It's the old fire woman, which we've also talked about here on the podcast. But inside of me, there's also a new man in me, a better man. There's a godly man who loves personal purity, who hates the objectification and dirty sexualization of females. He's in me too, and I try to feed him daily. I'm trying to starve and put to death the old man and feed and nurture and grow the new man daily. You see, inside of me and inside of you, if you're a real, genuine Christian man, there's an inner war taking place in all of us. The Apostle Paul dealt with it too, and he wrote about it in Romans chapter 7. Let me share that with you. He says in Romans 7, starting at verse 15, "For I do not understand my own actions, for I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing I hate. Now, if I do what I do not want, I agree with the law that it is good. So now it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells within me. For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is in my flesh. For I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out. For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do want is what I keep on doing. Now if I do what I do not want, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells in me." That's such good stuff right there. And I like the old quote by John Owen that says, kill sin or sin will be killing you. There's an inner war going down in all of us. And Paul says, there's part of me that just craves that old sinful stuff. Of course, two gorgeous Latino women dressed half naked, you know what I'm saying, dancing around sexually. Of course, there's part of us that loves and craves that and is like, hello, yes, let's get real about it. There's part of us, loves that, but there should be, if you're really a Christian, this other part of you that says, I despise that. I hate that because I know that that's not God's plan. That's not God's will. That's not good for me ultimately. That's bait that hides the hook. That's the old fire woman that the Grizz was talking about back in whatever episode that was. I don't remember. And every day you got to fight that battle, man. You got to be manly. You got to step up and man up and fight that battle. You got to go jihad, baby. You got to have a holy war going on. You got to declare a holy war, not on other people, other religions, not on other people that disagree with you or shake their booty at a halftime show. You need to go jihad, holy war, on you, yourself, your old sinful nature. That's who you need to go jihad on. Be like a suicide bomber on your old self. So my point is this. Let me grab a sip of my coffee. For me, I see no point in boycotting Fox or Pepsi or the NFL. If you want to do that, or if you want to write a letter to those companies, or if you even want to go write a letter to J-Lo and Shakira, I mean, good luck getting their address, more power to you. But as for me, I just need to focus on my personal purity and helping my brothers from other mothers with their personal purity. The changes that we want to see in this world have to begin with us. The only person I can truly change for sure is me. And that's where I need to start. I got enough of my own issues to be working on. But again, this is just for me. If you need to write a letter, if you want to boycott or protest, by all means, go do it. But I don't think it's going to do very much. I mean, I lived through the 80s and the 90s with Christianity in America and Jerry Falwell and the moral majority and boycott this and protest that. And listen, man, we can't legislate Christianity and Christian values and people to have, we can't legislate, let's have a heart for God and purity. That's what evangelism is for. That's why we spread the gospel, because the gospel invades a person, changes their heart, and that makes changes from the inside out. That's what the big push is for the spread of the gospel. And by the way,
drop!
If you're secretly looking at porn or watching TV shows or movies with a bunch of sex scenes that have a bunch of alluring nudity that turns you on. And listen, here's what I mean by that. I have watched movies that have nudity in them, like a Schindler's List. That doesn't turn you on. If that turns you on, the nudity in Schindler's List, you need to go to a psych ward and get serious help, man. Because it's just showing like naked Jews from the Holocaust going into concentration camps, like that kind of thing. Anyway, but if you're watching these TV shows and movies with sex scenes, alluring nudity, stuff that's turning you on, if you're scrolling through pics of sexy bikini babes on social media, then listen, you need to sit down and shut up about the whole Super Bowl halftime thing. You need to post nothing about how appalled you are at the halftime show, because you're a hypocrite if you do. You need to just focus on your own junk. And I'm not judging you. I'm trying to help you. I've been there, done that. I've been that guy. You need to get real. You don't need to make an issue of the halftime show. You need to make an issue of your own junk, your own sinful, perverted junk in your life that you're trying to hide from everyone, but you can't hide it from God. You can't hide it from your conscience. You're a divided man, and that's why you're often a miserable man, because you're not in alignment. And you need to be. And if you got a secret porn addiction like I used to have, I recommend, like I've said many times, you reach out to my good friend, coach, life coach, Matt Dobschutz over at recoveredman.com and get in some one-on-one coaching or get in his Rev group coaching, group coaching. Matt has helped coach me. I don't care that you know that. Anyway, don't be a hypocrite. Focus on your own junk. And good night. Man, if the halftime show bothered you or caused you to stumble, man, it's real easy. You could have just done what Roy did. You reach over, you grab the remote, you change the channel. Guys, I got to do it all the time. I don't know what commercial is going to be coming on when me and my family are watching some, you know, decent movie or TV show. I don't know what's going to come on, even with some TV show. They're like, this is a good show. And then all of a sudden they switch to a scene and I'm like, say what? You know what I'm talking about. Anyway, let's wrap it up. Number one, for wrap up, spread the word to your friends or guys in your men's group at your church about the Grizz podcast. Tell them to tune in, check it out. Would really appreciate that. Number two, leave us a rating and review on iTunes or on whatever platform you listen on. It doesn't take a long time to do. I'm not asking you to write a paragraph or a novel. I'm talking leave a review, like a rating. First of all, you know, 4 or 5 stars, whatever you want to give us. And then a review that could be one sentence. You know, hey, thanks, Grizz. This is what I'm getting out of it. And you're done, under 30 seconds. But that helps us, especially in iTunes, to move up, gain more exposure, get more listeners, which will potentially help us impact more Christian dudes around the world. This week, I was notified by email that on iTunes in Canada, we were like number 172 on the charts for Christian podcast for one day last week. One day. Now we're not. All right. So it was probably the day, you know, episode was released. Or I don't know. I didn't release an episode last week. I don't know what happened in Canada last week. Somebody told somebody about the Grizz podcast last week in Canada, and for one day, we were number 172 on the charts for Christian podcasts. So that's pretty cool, because there's thousands of Christian podcasts out there. Number three, would you please consider becoming a monthly supporter of the Grizz podcast? You can sign up to have a recurring, like $20 monthly donation come from your bank account or your credit card. And just want to remind you, we are a legit nonprofit under Narrow Trail Ministries Incorporated. And so if you're being blessed by the Grizz podcast, you know, on a weekly basis, then be a blessing back. Man, set it up for the monthly recurring donation. Even $10, some of you do that. That's a big deal. Really appreciate it. It helps me take a complete day off and focus on the podcast. There's writing, editing, recording, more editing, you know what I'm saying? And then posting it, getting it out there, there's a lot to it. So if you could leave a donation or sign up to become a monthly supporter, you could do that at thegrizzpodcast.com, thegrizzpodcast.com. You'll see a little thing you can click on to go do that. And I promise you, it is safe and secure. The platform we use is Clover. It's awesome. I love it. Never had an issue with anyone's private information getting out there. I can't see your private credit card information. I just know who the donors are, your address, all that stuff. And I need to know that because, like I just did this past week, I sent out the 2019 donor statements to all of our donors to our ministry who gave last year. And there were quite a few that gave to the Grizz Podcast. Some are monthly donors and some just gave a one-time gift. And I'm super appreciative. It's one of the things that pushes me to keep doing the Grizz Podcast. So that's it for this week, man.
Eternity.